always being, particularly in a town like Yall, tourism is something that the town is looking to always develop. There's a hospitality aspect to this nation.
Almost certainly. And
that needs to be exploited.
Oh, very much so. And Cork is underserved because we haven't got as many people coming in as we should have, really, for the area and for what we have. And I was appointed recently onto the Cork Airport Development Council, which is going to link in with Cork Inc., which Cork City and County Council are developing. And the idea now is for everything to be joined up, you know. There's an awful lot of organisations in Cork going about advertising Cork and trying to bring in tourists, but maybe they haven't been working well enough together up to now, and that's something that's going to be changed. And Cork City and County Council have been very important in that and are pushing forward very hard. We can do better. There can be more people here. Our airport can do better. And by growing the airport and growing the people coming into the area, everybody does better, you know?
You mentioned you spoke with Rory Quinn. What's the next step after this, Dev? What's the next step in this campaign?
Well, the next step really is waiting for Rory Quinn to get his head around it, really, I suppose, yeah. And let me know if he agrees with me, you know. Yeah, I've put forward the idea and we're waiting on it to come back now, you know.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't preempt them. It seems perfectly reasonable to me anyway, you know.
Yeah. Well, certainly, if you look at the numbers, they are impressive, an impressive amount of numbers. It does look something that definitely needs to be investigated further. Eric, just to talk about yourself just for a brief period. You are standing in the next local election. How is the campaign going?
Very good. I'm enjoying it. It's challenging at times. Obviously, people have very strong feelings and with good reason, you know. But generally, a very good reception. And I suppose I've had experience electorally from kind of workplace elections and things. But this is my first time getting out there and doing something like this. And it was a big step to do it, you know. And I'm very much enjoying it. We have a good team. And really, it's just listening and engaging. And kind of the message I'm really trying to get out there to people is that your local councillor needs to be very available, very contactable, and it's local issues, really, you know. And I'm very happy to debate national issues, and we do that on a regular basis. But I'm very hardworking, and that's what I want to get out there. You know, I get back to everybody, and people are reacting quite well to that, you know.
Are you out on the streets at the minute, knocking on doors?
I am, yeah. Yeah, we've a good area done now. The constituency has changed, so it's Middleton to Yall and all areas in between. So the area is very large, but we've a good chunk of it covered already, and we've another good few weeks to go, so we'd expect to get to most people, you know.
How many doors would you think you've knocked on so far?
Oh, God, I'd say a couple of thousand, maybe, off the top of my head.
Really?
Yeah, over 1,000 anyway, I'd say. No, that's purely off the top of my head, but yeah. Actually, more, going by flyers, because we've gone through a good number of flyers, yeah, more than 1,000.
Is that, I mean, this is one aspect that you don't really necessarily see too much, the kind of physical demands of actually taking part in an election. Is it very time-consuming, obviously? I mean, how do you feel about knocking on all these doors and basically burning up shoe leather, walking around to meet the people? What kind of toll does that take on you?
I love it, to be honest. I obviously the time basis is can be difficult at times. I have a 2 and a 3 year old at home, so I must make as much time as I can at home also, you know. But I love banter and conversation and even arguments, friendly arguments, you know. I like the challenge of it, and you learn so much. Like every area you go, there's different issues are raised and a lot of very good ideas that you can then try and progress, and that's what we're doing at the moment, collating people's thoughts at the doors and bringing it forward. And then afterwards, then you see we'd have the Facebook and Twitter and all that as well. So we're hoping that generation keeps coming through, because there's been a small bit of a disconnect, in my opinion, in politics and in the way people don't feel connected to their politicians anymore. And like a lot of the very good ideas on how to run our local areas come from local people, you know, and that's how that needs to be done, I think, and that's the area to do it.
How do you feel, what do you think of the effect social media has on it? Is there a lot of engagement there, or, you know, how do you see, like, the likes of Twitter and Facebook in terms of, as part of the democratic process and the exchange of ideas?
It's hard to tell in some ways, because, like, Facebook, for example, you have no way knowing how many people are viewing your page, maybe without liking it, or are watching your page, kind of thing, you know? And I'm hoping that it grows over time. Like, looking at politicians' pages in general, usually councillors would have maybe 500 likes. Now, when you think there's an area, 30, 40,000 people, obviously that's not a very, very good throughput at all, you know? But I would hope to use it as an engine for getting feedback as well, and for also just showing the work that's been done. You know, if even during the election we're putting up bits and pieces that we're doing and pictures from the days out, and it's an opportunity for people to see it. But I think the knocking on doors is where it's at, really. You know, the social media, while I put a lot of work into it and keep it up to date, it is secondary to canvassing, I think. You know, canvassing is where it's at still.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess in some respects, the people who engage with you on social media kind of have a keen interest in it already, so they kind of I wouldn't say preaching to the converted, but, you know, they want that more information already.
Yes, you know? And they're probably supporters or almost supporters, a lot of them already. You know, if they're going to like your page and going to keep up to date with your stuff, and you want to get to those people, of course you do, and meet them and talk to them. But you also want to get to the people who may be doubtful or who may be angry at the government or who may feel that some people feel a little bit betrayed about things that have happened before. And those are the people you want to discuss and get into and find out how they feel and why. And like, you could cocoon yourself if you engage solely in social media. I think you'd have a different view of the world than what actually exists. Yeah. You know. Yeah. So like,
definitely.
Yeah.
Eric, listen, thanks so much for coming in. I wish you let us know what happens when Rory Quinn gets back to you.
Most certainly. Most certainly.
Eric Nolan, thanks so much for
coming in. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Friday's You're Ready for This on